Now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Well, it may feel like spring in some parts of the country, but some scientists are still, well, they still have snow on the brain. And it turns out that besides shaking up when and where it snows, climate change is also messing with the shapes of our snowflakes. And one local citizen science project is asking you to help document the process. Here with more about why climate change makes for weird snowflakes, WNYC reporter in New York here, designer, Clarissa Diaz. Hi, Clarissa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about this. I get that climate change would affect when it snows and where, but we're talking about the snowflakes themselves being misshapen.
Yeah. So, you know, I think as we can probably feel, climate change is creating these fluctuating temperatures. So, you know, we have cold weather followed by warm weather, followed by cold weather. It's basically like this yo-yo effect.
Mm-hmm.
But so for a snowflake to form, it forms up high up in the atmosphere, and ideally it needs to pass through consistent layers of cold air in order to fully crystallize. So if you have warmer layers of air in there, basically three things can happen to a snowflake. The first is that a snowflake can only partially form, it basically partially melts because of the warmer air.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually known as rounding. Basically the structure, the intricacy of that snowflake is less defined. And the second thing that could happen is that because the air is warmer, you actually have more liquid water in the air, right? So you get these like droplets of water. And those are actually known as, they're called rime. And they will actually act like a glue and they'll stick onto the snowflake. And if you get a covering of rime or a covering of these droplets, it's known as grapple or soft hail.
Mm-hmm. So why do these snowflakes need to be studied? Mm-hmm. What are you going to learn from that?
Yeah, so another thing that happens is they kind of smash together in the wind, so they're less able to reflect light. And the important thing is not only what happens in the atmosphere, but when it actually goes on the ground, it creates this winter snowpack. And if the snowflakes are less able to reflect light, then that means the snowpack is less able to reflect light, too. So everything just melts faster. And that actually can have implications for, you know, the hydrology of the region, the water that goes into streams and reservoirs, as well as the nutrients that snowpack contains for that's absorbed usually gradually from the soil by the soil and produces nourishment for spring vegetation.
So you want our listeners to pitch in on a project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we worked with Dr. Marco Tedesco at Columbia University's Earth Institute and his team. And we basically followed them to understand how they collect data. And we worked with them to create this snow kit that anybody can use to kind of take photographs of snowflakes and see how they're changing and also measure the depth of snow in their local area.
Mm-hmm. So. Here's Jared Enton, manager of Terrestrial Hydrology Program at NASA, talking about it.
When you think about these models that we use, they need a lot of what we call validation. So we need people out there taking all sorts of different observations. What NASA's doing at this point is also trying to move beyond just is snow on the ground or not, and start to answer deeper questions like how much water is actually stored in the snowpack.
Mm-hmm. So you want our listeners to actually go out and do this?
Yeah, and we actually have the snow kit all designed.
What is a snow kit?
Yeah.
You get a kit.
Yes.
And then what do you do?
It has a clip-on microscope that clips onto your smartphone, and that allows you to take microscopic images of the snowflakes. It's really cool to see that.
And then you email them someplace?
Yeah. So we have a website that we built with Columbia University where you can get all the resources that you need in order to use the kit, and as well as upload data for the scientists.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Get out there before the snow. Get out there while there's still snow, right? And there's actually more on our website. If you want to do this, it sounds cool. ScienceFriday.com/flakes, ScienceFriday.com/flakes. Clarissa, thank you.
Thank you.
Taking time to be with us today. Clarissa Diaz, a reporter and designer at WNYC.